My Father, my God, I thank you for your presence in the atmosphere. I trust that by your mercy, the same will increase as we continue the word today. Father, I come to ask for fresh mercy, to be faithful steward of the mysteries of the gospel of the kingdom. I ask for grace to deliver the word as I ought to, that Lord, you help me to minister, Lord God, as a faithful steward of the mysteries of the kingdom. As the word goes forth, Lord, it will go forth in power, in clarity, giving us a sense of the scriptures, Lord God, in accuracy, Lord God, causing our wills to become more humble, our minds for that enlightened with revelation knowledge, and our emotions for that controlled and tempered by the power of the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, let's be, I yield my faculties unto you. Come and have your way. Come and glorify Jesus. Come and testify of you. Help me redeem the time, not to send these things that are unnecessary. As the word goes forth, let yokes be broken, needs be met. Lord, glory to God, to the name of Jesus Christ, and blessing unto us, the sons of men. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. The title of my message is The Stability of Our Times. Let's say together, The Stability of Our Times. Obviously, if you've been in this church and if you join Good Morning Jesus, you hear mommy declare this all the time. It's the book of Isaiah. Some days ago, on the 15th of April, it was a year that this war in Sudan started. So, you know, it can be a bit depressing if you're not careful after you've labored every day praying for Sudan. At least Monday, there's a group that prays Africa prayers for Sudan. And it seems as if nothing has happened. Then on Friday, I woke up and somebody sent me a message that Israel has retaliated by sending a missile or whatever to Iran. And immediately, if you don't guard your heart, fear will grip your heart. But, you know, as I read it, I said, God, don't let this thing escalate to beyond this. So immediately, the Holy Spirit spoke to me from Matthew chapter 12, verse 6. It says that you shall hear of wars and of rumors of wars. So, brethren, it didn't say rumors of wars. He said, there are going to be wars in the end time and rumors of wars. He said that we should not be afraid. He said, because the end is not yet. Please can put it on. But Matthew 24, verse 6, is just along the line. He said, because you're going to hear a lot of things going on. Wars and rumors of war. Son of Israel said, and you shall hear of wars and rumors. So he didn't say rumors. There are actually going to be wars in the end time. And there is no amount of prayer that you can pray to stop it, but you can control it. So that does not go beyond measure. It doesn't escalate to a third world war. Say, I shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all, these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So God began to speak to me. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 3, which is from verses 5 to 6. I read Isaiah 33, verses 5 to 6. It's a prophetic scripture. I believe it's for the end time. I'm going to read it from verse 5. The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment. That's what judgment is, justice. And righteousness and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of life times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. You see, you cannot, verse 6 will not take place until verse 5 takes place. Verse 5 talks about the perfection of a church. He said God will fill the church with justice, the Zion church now, and with righteousness, which is right doing, the perfection of the love of God. God, love always does the right thing. Then as a consequence of verse 5, now verse 6. Let us read verse 6 now in the NIV. It makes it very clear. In NIV, Isaiah 33 verses say, he will be what? The sure foundation for your times. Are we there? A rich what? Store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. It makes it very clear. That is, the Bible says that in him, in Christ, Colossians chapter 2 verse 3, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So it is when Zion is perfected that you now find that storehouse inside Christ that is in Zion, the hope of glory. And it says that it is that wisdom and that knowledge and the strength of salvation that is worth the stability of our times. Not how much you have in the bank. Not what they are decreeing or doing in Aso Rock or in the White House. Why? Because you see, what God is doing is that He's shaking everything. Everything is being shaken. All nations and the church itself. You know why? Because most of the things we have done, even in the body of Christ, we have not built according to the pattern. Bible says, take heed how you build. It doesn't matter if the secular business you are in. If they are not based on godly principles, it will be shaken. It's like those that are building on sand and those that are building on the rock. Are you all with me? So I put in my notes, let me read Isaiah 50 verse 2. So it now says, the same as says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God that shine. That is what is God shining out of Zion. Say knowledge, wisdom, strength of salvation. That is what is shining. Shining speaks of light, revelation, knowledge. It's going to come out of Zion. As it's coming out of Zion, that is what is going to stabilize the church and stabilize the nations of the world. But it's coming from Zion. Praise the Lord. So why stability? There can be no stability if there's no shaking. For you to stabilize something, that means there's an imbalance. There's a shaking going on. But it now says, that's why this scripture is for this time. It says the stability of their times, which speaks about the end time. Praise the Lord. Let me read as God gave me. This ongoing shaking is the last shaking that will usher in the last move of God. It will increase. Say it will increase. Let's read together. It will increase in its intensity until the church attains unto the stature of the measure of the stature of fullness of Christ and obtain the same glory that Christ carried while on earth. Even the spirit of that measure. Say it is the last shaking. But it's going to increase. You know why? Until God gets what He wants and until the world sees what they want. Presently now, we are the old world and the church are naked threshing floor. You see, when they were taking the ark back, you know that story? David and his men, the whole of Israel, they represent the church. The Philistine scout represents the world. So we all meet at naked threshing floor. The church trying to fulfill God's problem with worldly ways. I know the story. They kept on going and kept on going. As they got near to their destination, this speaks about purpose, Jerusalem. What happened? The oxen stumbled. Why did the oxen stumble? Because it was not meant to carry the ark. So anything you are doing, like I said, is not based on kingdom principles, is going to what? Stumble. Praise the Lord. So, Nikon's threshing floor. So, but what happened? The oxen stumbled. I read the scripture to support what I'm saying. So, for us in the body of Christ, the shaking that is going on is going to bring about us receiving the kingdom. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27. And this word, yes, once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaking, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving what? A kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Haggai 2:6. We know what it says. It says, yet once more, it's a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the what? The desire of all nations shall come. So for us, we receive the kingdom, which is what the world is waiting for, even they do not know. Praise the Lord. It says, the earnest expectation of the creature or the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. I read Isaiah 25 verse 9. And they will come and say, and this is our God. We have waited for Him. Praise the Lord. So I pick another example for us to understand this aspect of these things that are coming out of the perfect church that will stabilize the nation. You look at the story of the Lord Jesus Christ and disciples, which is a type of Zion again. Zion consists of a perfect leadership and a fully submitted followership. So Jesus Christ tells His disciples, let us go to the other side. Christ there is a type of the perfect leadership and His disciples a type of the fully submitted followership. And as they were going, the Satan kicked the storm. So like out of Zion, the master spoke and said, peace be still. And I want you to notice something. You see, as they were going down the waters, the Bible says, I think it's about Revelations. It described the waters as multitudes, nations, and tongues. Revelation chapter 17, verse 15. So, but he says, peace be still. That is what the church is going to do, or one of our assignments in this end time, to stabilize it until him that letteth will let. So we are going to stabilize the situation. You will see one of the Bible. So four things I can put in my notes come out of Zion. Say wisdom, knowledge. He didn't put understanding there. We cannot have knowledge and wisdom without understanding. Say understanding of the times and the strength of salvation. So what is this wisdom I'm talking about? As I continue, we already know the seven pillars of wisdom. The wisdom of the just. That God has said that is going to be like that. So going to turn the hearts of fathers to the children and the children to what? The wisdom of the just. Lest I come and smite the heart with the curse. Are you all with me? So the understanding of the times, sons of Issachar, to know what to do. And then also, I already mentioned knowledge. The epignosis of the Son of God. You see in the book of Ephesians. That we may come in unity of the knowledge of the Son of God. And that the strength of salvation that is going to bring salvation to all nations. Bible says, Isaiah 53 verse 6, that the salvation of Israel will come out of them. So you could put Nigeria there, could put any nation there. It is going, the salvation is going to come from the perfect church. Praise the Lord. So, and I want to repeat what I said earlier on. Or let me read one more scripture to support this. In Psalm 67 verses 1 to 2. It said, may God be gracious to us and bless us. And make his face to shine on us. Verse 2. So that your ways may be known on the earth. Your salvation among what? All nations. Say all nations. That's what God is about to do. But all this that I've spoken about, it says the key is the fear of the Lord. Say the key is the fear of the Lord. Now, why is this message very important? Point number one. A lack of this knowledge that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about head knowledge or ordinary knowledge. We're talking about the knowledge of the Son of God that made him speak to the wind that was troubling the waters, the type of the nations, to stop. The problem really was not about the waters. Are you following me? But you see, the answer was in the boat that was supposed to go to the other side. So you can see that the enemy was not actually after the waters, which is of the multitudes of nations and people and tongues. It was after causing that church of the master and disciples, the perfect leadership and the fully submitted followership on the way to perfection to capsize and abort the program of God. Because what was troubling the winds, what was troubling the waters, it was the winds. The prince of the power of the air, but he has failed. Praise the Lord. So why is this knowledge important? The knowledge, the epignosis of the Son of God. It is important that we have it. Why is it important? Point number one, a lack of this knowledge, that is the epignosis of the Son of God, will lead to the destruction in the church. I read Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Say, my people, don't be afraid. It's not too late to get knowledge if you don't have it. It's available. If you're coming to this church, if you go to our website, you're watching, it's there. It is the epignosis of the Son. That is the only thing that will survive the end times. It says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of my God, I will also forget thy children. God will not forget our children and just them. Because it's unto our seed, or our seed is unto third and fourth generation. That's what happened to the children of Israel in the wilderness. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And Numbers chapter 32 verse 13 says, and the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years. Until. So there's an until taking us to Christ. As an until that is also going on of those that have decided not to go to the promised land. So until all the generation that are done evil. So God considers it evil if you refuse to go unto perfection. In the sight of the Lord, we are consumed. We will not be consumed, Justin. Here's the Lord. So point number two is we need stability, a quiet and a peaceable life to build and finish this temple that God can fill this glory with. So when we pray for kings and for nations, it says that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You see, we need that is stability, so we can finish this temple that God can fill this glory to. Can you imagine trying to pray, God forbid, and there is war? I want to grow. You can't even open your mouth because you were afraid if they hear your travel, you come and cry. That is the primary thing for the church. So that those that are in authority will not create an atmosphere that will hinder the building of the temple. Because the building of the temple is not finished, the glory will not come in.
So we have a situation whereby, like David fought the best battles, but it was Solomon, a man of peace, that built the temple. And the Bible says something. He said, when they were building our temple, in the book of, I can't find it now. He said, when I build our temple, he said, they don't hear the sound of a tool or anything. Are you all with me? I think there's 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. So, and the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither. So there was neither hammer nor axe, nor any tool of iron earth in the house while it was in building. You see, the reason why we are, I'm giving you the sense of the word, says that pray first of all. Pray for kings and for those in authority that you may what? The first thing is because of a church. That you may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I can say, so they can finish the temple like Solomon did. So you can fill this glory with. Then he now goes on to talk about who you have all men to be saved. So we need to understand why. You see, we need to prioritize it. The reason for peace is for the church to finish the temple so the glory can fill it. Because if glory does not fill it, we cannot disciple the nations. So that's what Satan does. Can you imagine if any church is meeting in Sudan today, it will be in secret. No internet. If you have a wrong, they will say, you can't meet. So that godliness and honesty is so that we can finish the temple like Solomon did in a time of peace. So that is the primary. So when you pray for the nation and pray for leaders, it's not got to influence their thinking and they will not make unrighteous decrees that will hinder the building of the temple. Because David was a man of war. He could not build the temple apart from because he shed too much blood. But he cannot build in time of war. What am I talking about? I say, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Talking about our prayer time. Building up yourselves in your most holy faith. Praying what? In the Holy Ghost. Are you all with me? It's very important for us to understand that. We need that stability. Point number 3. The salvation of Nigeria or any nation is come out of Zion. Through the intercession with groanings, say with groanings, and the ministry of angels. Isaiah 66 verse 8. I will read. Who had heard such a thing? Who had seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall the nation be born at once? Listen to me. For as soon as Zion prayed in tongues, she brought forth. So why do we, the body of Christ generally, just choose to pray in tongues? Why do we take the simple way out? It's clear. It's, as soon as Zion travels, he says, shall the nation be born at once? Yes. I dare say, if God can get the company of people, he can bat more than a nation in one day. Yes, so women give birth to triplets nowadays. 4, 5, 6, 8. So why can't we? It's used as a type. For now only, that's why we're not only praying for Nigeria. We are praying for the nations of the world. We can give birth to 3 nations in one day. What are you telling me? What the book of Acts says? Said 3,000 got born again the first day. They gave birth to them. Some place later, 5,000. Why? You know why? The time is very short. Not just for the church, but for the nations of the world. Their time is running out. And if you don't do what we are supposed to do, God said, he said that, told Jerusalem, said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He said that, you have missed the day of your visitation. Some years down the line, they ransacked the whole place. That pastor, we are sharing on Wednesday. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So, you see, that's what I'm trying to explain to us by the grace and the mercy of God. He said, shall a nation be born at once? Yes. As soon as Zion traveled, say traveled, she brought forth her children. So, we're talking about birthing of nations here. Tongues will not do it though. They won't do it though. It can pray the way, but won't do it. Praying in the understanding alone will not do it though. That will supplication alone do it. So pray for all men. It says prayer, supplications, intercessions, giving of thanks. Romans 8 comes and says, the Spirit of make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that started the house knowing what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints or for the nations according to the will of God. That's how we're going to get rid of those that we need to, God wants to get rid of. We're going to, like I was sharing, remove wicked ones. Bring the right person like Darius there, who's going to favor the purpose of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So I give this example, or my, just to explain. Or let me scripture. You see, Psalm 110 verse 2 says, "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule what? In the midst of Zion." That's how we're going to do it. I said four things. The last time I said, the strength of what? Salvation. So that rod of strength will come out of Zion when we begin to pray. Ruling in the midst of our enemies. To dominate their carnal mind. He wants to make a decision. We can't afford not to pray. So you know what I said? I said, through the, you see, it's not just the church. It's also the ministry of angels. Say the church and the ministry of angels. Say the church and the ministry of angels. That's one of the arsenals that we must not play with. That's why when Jesus Christ was facing purpose and destiny in Gethsemane, the Bible says, an angel came and what? Strengthened him. When we pray, we are not just praying. The Bible says, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, you can pray in tongues and you are speaking, giving a command to an angel. That's what Daniel did. Then I prayed so much that the angel appeared to him and said, "Oh man, greatly beloved." You know what he said? Gabriel appeared to him. It was time of Dairo. So he appeared to him. You know what he said? Already give me an example of Lord Jesus Christ. An angel came to strengthen him. It's not only Jesus Christ too. Whoever God puts there, whose heart is right, maybe a benevolent king, he wants to do the right thing. But at times, if you arrest this man, if you send EFCC, you may not win the next election. No? Be careful, no? Be careful, no? And then the man will take him out because he wants to win the next election. But what happened? God, when the church prays, God will send an angel to strengthen and to confirm and to protect him. So he will do that which is right. So he will not wash his hands like, what's this guy's name? When the Pilate. I said, my eyes have no. Probably if Peter, James, and John had prayed, although it was the will of God for God to the cross. What am I saying? Look at Darius. Daniel chapter 11 verse 1. "Also I in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood, to confirm, and to strengthen him." You think that maybe it's Daniel that was talking. No, it's the angel telling Darius, Daniel what he did. Daniel 11, 1, Amplified Bible. So when Gabriel appeared to Daniel, like he appeared, I don't know whom God sent. Either it was Gabriel or Michael, I don't know. That sent to Jesus Christ to get some money. But here is clear. He said, "Also I in the first year of Darius, the Mede, in his first term, I, Gabriel, arose to be an encouragement and a protection for him." Point number 4. Greater than Solomon, that is the perfect third-day church, which is the hope of glory, is destined to break, rule, and disciple the nation. So, excuse me. And what are they going to do? They're going to do it by, say, physical miracles, which is like the healing of the sick, like Elisha healed their man. Can you imagine standing here doing the service and the prime minister comes or the prince of America comes? Maybe there's one Nigerian working as an intern or whatever in the White House. And he says, "My Lord, this is your sickness. If you can come to Nigeria and Songo," say, "Where is Songo?" "There's a church." And then we say, "Okay, in those days they would have sent people." But no, you don't want to use Google. And we are in a service like this, and I see the helicopter and everything, cars, woo, woo, woo. And what is going on? Have they come to arrest us? The president of America, just give an example. I'm not saying he's going to be sick. And he comes and he tells me, "Don't worry, go and wash in so and so place." What am I saying? Do you think that they will not support you? Do you think you will not go back if you say, "Okay, this is what we need"? Do you think they're going to try and enforce the gate law in Nigeria? Unless you're ready to lose the ceiling. You're afraid. So political miracles like Daniel in Babylon, we mentioned it. Economic miracles like Joseph in Egypt. And environmental miracles like Elijah's withdrawing the rain for 3.5 years. If you do that, you are going to break them. You know what Elijah did? "By my word, according to my word." He didn't say God. "According to my word, there will not be rain for the next 3 years." And he packed his load and went out of the place. They could not find him. There's wisdom to operate in these things. Sometimes when you give the word, you go and hide. There's wisdom. Not because you are afraid. When the angel set Peter free and he went and rather opened the door, he greeted them and he went and There's wisdom. Don't let us be foolish. Instead, we bind the devil. I've already declared the word. The word can come to pass. But pastor, when I go to kill Jesus, I say, no longer walked in jury. That's wisdom to operate to. Or give us wisdom. All right. So he did that. And then you know at the end of the day, now came back again. God said, okay, Elijah, enough is enough. After God kept him in that period of life. Said, okay, now it's going to rain. And you know the story about how they went to Mount Carmel and they prayed until the rains came. Praise the Lord. So how are we going to attend unto this? Very simple. You know, we are talking about, it says, out of Zion will come forth wisdom, understanding. Understanding, not that I put it there. Knowledge and the strength of what? Salvation. So how are we going to attend unto this? You see, the thing that God is to do is this. I said that Zion consists of a perfect leadership and a fully submitted followership. That is what Zion is. A perfect leadership and a fully submitted followership. That's how we call them, the sons of Issachar, who have an understanding of the times and what Israel ought to do. So I will read from, let me read my first month of how. See how. God has raised up and is raising up true fivefold ministry in Zion, who will feed the church with the epignosis of the what? Say the what, the why, and the how. Not just general knowledge. And then the how, the how. The treasures, which is the treasures of wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your times and seasons and what Israel ought to do. They will come and give the keys of the kingdom. He says, going to take keys, like Pastor Kuli was sharing, to open and to unlock. So I called my servant Eliakim, and I've laid the key of David upon his shoulder. He said, open and no man shall shut. He said, shut and no man shall open. Eliakim was a physical being, was a man. Look at Jesus Christ. It will now comes. Whatever applies to the head applies to the body. He says that I am Alpha and Omega. He that openeth and no man can shut. And he that shuts and no man can open. The same authority the master has delegated the same to the body of Christ. So we have that authority. So I'll read the scriptures to what I'm saying. So they have the keys. Say the keys. So we're not just trying to open a door by just praying. That's why you have to obey instructions like Pastor Kule was sharing. That beautiful message. Confirm a lot of things to me. You see, if you don't obey those instructions, like he said in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, say, my son, my children, he said, hear the instructions of your father. That means you have not collected your keys. Keys here speaks about revelation. So you just be going around in circles, trying to deal with a demon that you don't have a key. It's like those seven sons of Siva. Are you following me? Because they did not have a key. And the question the demon asked them is this. He said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, who are you? Their names were not found in the book of remembrance. That is, they had not yet laid up in store for such a time as this. And now came out and were going to say, no, the book of remembrance is going to be open there, not there. So I'll make them my jewels. See, those that did what is often speak about the fear of the Lord and thought upon his name. So I read the scripture to support what I'm trying to say. He's been doing it. We know. That's why I once again say now out of pride that it's a privilege to be under pastor among me. Because they have given us keys. I know that I have some keys in my hand. When I do some things, I know. You will know. It's not pride. You will know. You will know whether you have a key or not. I'm not saying I got the key. I said it was given to me. Are you following me? Yes. Pastor Kunle, if he's leaving the house today, and maybe it's holiday, maybe he's going to school and children at home, he will give them the key. Now, it's not every key we'll give them. We're going to give them the key to the door, but not the key to the house, to the car. So there are some keys that have been given to me. There are some that have not been given to me. That is the fathers that have that key. Because we rest not against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers, against lot of darkness, against wicked spirits and young persons. There are some keys that have been given unto everybody. We can open and you can lock. You're able to take care of whatever is going on in your family. You have keys to do it. The keys of a kingdom. Are you following me? And there are some, that's why you have to submit to authority. There are some keys you don't have yet. Until you grow to the measure of the stature of the Christ. There's an added Yoruba just comes to me. Says, Tomode ba lasho, kolenda kisa, ju, Agbalo. That is, if a child can have a lot of clothes, but cannot have rags as much as an elder. That speaks about usage, time. Speaks about growth. You can read about Samuel. Say, the mother will bring a coat of many colors, will bring it to him. Then when I'll grow that one, they will bring another one. Then when I grow that one, they'll bring another one. The guy, the Bible says that from Dan to Beersheba, they knew that Samuel was established a prophet of God. So that we need to know where we are. Know the keys you are and the ones you don't have. So there's no reason being offended if you are not called to lead prayer. Are you with me? I don't mean to be, like I said, Pastor Kuli, are you going to give any of your children the key of your car now? No, they can't. They have not even learned how to drive. The only thing you can do is give them water. You can be washing the car now for me to drive. Starting point. So if he's faithful in another man's, his father's home, I'll give him another one. All this one that everybody wants to, drive, it's not like that, though. Anyway, let me stay back. Let's see my message. I'm going to round up. Praise the Lord. So, they are the ones that have the keys. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. Did I read it? Yes. Say, turn, O backsliding children, said the Lord. For I'm married unto you, and I will say, I will take you. It's not everybody that's going to down. I will take you. One, of a city. That's Jesus Baba Church. Two, of a family. And I will bring you to where? Zion, not Jerusalem. And I will, that means they were not in Zion before, but it's selective. Many people in the border of Christ don't have a heart to go to Zion. They are content with staying in the wilderness. So God now comes and says, I'm going to in a city. But you have come unto Mount Zion, the city of living God. So the city in the Bible speaks about the church. So God goes to every church. Like Pastor told us, that this thing God is going to spread is, he's looking for people that have a heart for this thing. They may not understand the details. They may not have the keys yet. But they are practicing it to the best of their ability. They want the spirit of wisdom and revelation. But they don't understand that scripture in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. But God, so God now go to their church. You say, you take one, two, three. Folks, listen. Don't think carnally. They don't have to come to this church. They can join online and go to the website. So he said he's going to take one of every sister and two of a family. That means they're going to put that left in the family. And I will bring it to where? Zion. Now listen, when he brings it to Zion, and I will give you what? Pastors according to my heart. Which by what? Faith feed you with what? Knowledge and understanding. Same thing we pray in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 15. Don't you go there. So he has done it, and he's doing it. How will you know whether you are in Zion? It's when they give you keys. And you try it, they work. Somebody comes and ministers and says, do this. You collect the key and doesn't open anything. That's the wrong key. That's how you know that this key speaks about revelation, light, understanding. So somebody comes and says, there are some foolish examples. I can't remember. You can say, okay, maybe you want to get pregnant. You have to go and eat Papa. Don't eat nonsense. So don't give that to Papa. Number two, obedience and submission to their teaching. Which pastor has taught us. You see, God has helped pastor. Let me put it this way. Like he helped Paul. That's it all. Pastor and mommy, because it's team ministry. Paul came and told them. He didn't tell them. He just wrote it in scripture. And God stopped and said, I've labored more than they all. He said all. He put all there. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. So somewhere along the line, Peter will have read it. Matthew will read it. Everybody will read it. They may not want it to be there, but God stamped it. When you see the kind of revelation that you will get in this house, it speaks of a humble heart. At a certain degree that is not common in the body of Christ. That is the kind of instruction that you get. I keep talking about this thing. You see, you can have a regular, what you call a regular practitioner. You can have a consultant. Specialist. You go to the person, he looks at your eyes, it looks like malaria. No, it may not be. If you see the specialist, look at it, this is not malaria. This is, you mention something else. Because if you stay under that kind, he wants to help. But Panadol will not solve this problem. They will not give you instruction. I don't want to mention any disease. Take this, take this, take this, takes it. So you have a choice. Either to take, do what you are told to do, or say, no, this one is too much. They have given me too much, too many drugs. I'm going back down and just say, just take Panadol. To make matters worse, there are a lot of people today that believe in taking all kinds of herbal, whatever. You know, mix it with wine. They will drink it. They say, ah, it didn't make me shook very well. But when I drank the thing, I went to the gents and move. Let me put your rubber. Move there, yeah. I don't know. Move. You know, you know what I'm going to talk about? You are playing with your kidneys. Fire. I move there, yeah. Motito, fever, and tongue, coco. That is, when I united, the union was yellow. So I've, no. It is just how you see, you don't understand. Do you understand what I'm about to explain to us? But a specialist, he will tell you, that is the wise master builder. He not only gives you the what, not just what, but the epignosis of the what, epignosis of the why, and the epignosis of the how, and the epignosis of the how of the how. Distilled instruction. You know what that indicates? That man fears God. I follow me. You can't get it if you don't fear God. That is the treasure. He said the key to this treasure in Zion is the fear of the Lord. So if you see others that don't get it and they're still roaming about preaching the principle of elementary doctrine of Christ, they don't have sufficient fear of the Lord. Or they are not of quick understanding in the fear of God. I'm not afraid to say it. Yes, that is the other speaker. That's it. That is it. You don't need to judge by, no, that is the key you are looking for. The treasures of wisdom and knowledge that is come from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Say, a man out of good treasure of his heart, bring it forth. We're talking about treasure again. That which is good. And an evil man of the evil treasure brings out that is evil. Are you all with me? So obedience to our instructions. Proverbs chapter 4 verses 10 to 13. Because if when you obey the instructions, that you will not stumble, that God will stabilize you. You now get the anchor to your soul. So you are standing in the midst of shaking. If you like that, then begin another word today. We'll stabilize it. It will not hinder the purpose of God in my own life. Yes, so understand it. If it's going to affect it, you know what God will do? He will tell Joseph, Mary, take your children, move to somewhere else. Proverbs 4, verse 10 to 13. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. Sayings there speaks about prophetic teaching. He says that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said. Not just teaching now. Prophetic teaching that gives you instruction of the how, of the how. And the years of our life shall be many. That is long life. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. That is Christ, the wisdom of God. That is the way what Christ did. I have taught. We have been taught. Pastor Conley was talking about the Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when the father of prayers and became strong and because all things was able to for them. And it was hard in that if fear the key. The key. If you are not hard enough, that means don't fear God enough. Are you with me? So he says that verse say, I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. That is no shaking. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, for she is thy life. And like I've been talking, what is key number one? The fear of the Lord is his treasure. What is the fear of the Lord? We've been taught honesty and humility of heart. So if you, when I saw this, sorry, we have to sweat it out today. Satan too is sweating. Are you following me? So when you look at what Isaiah said, he lists those treasures. He says the key to it is the fear of the Lord. What is that? That is pillar number one. Honesty and humility of heart. So whoever gives you that key, you know that these are the kind of pastors that God has raised up in this end time that will feed with knowledge and understanding, which is going to be established. So what of you not throw away that key? You'll be shaking, no? We will not be shaking in Jesus' name. So it doesn't matter. I don't need to judge myself in the morning. Why do I have to wake up? I've not done anything wrong. You just pray away key number one. And it is key number one that will time the measure of the mercy and grace of God that you will get. So before you can say, I labored more than they, yet not I, but the grace of God. We already thrown away key number one. So there's no sufficient grace. So you can't come and say,
I pray in tongues more than you all.
No, because you have lost key number one.
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29 says, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they will fear me and keep my commandments always, that I might be well with them and with their children forever.
Isaiah 11:3, I already mentioned, says, make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Psalm 85 verse 9, these are the things that will bring salvation to our nation, Nigeria.
Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that what? Glory may dwell in our land.
What is the fear of the Lord? We're talking about is the quick obedience to his instructions. Hebrews chapter 11. No. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33 in the Amplified Bible.
Says the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord brings instruction in wisdom. So instruction is hidden inside wisdom. And humility comes before honor. That's what happened to Noah.
Paul says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7,
and Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which what he condemned the war because and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. That is when God warned Noah. Because how come God only went to Noah and didn't go to other people? That's what is happening this present day. There are few Noahs in the world, very few, as you have not many fathers.
So they're not building according to pattern. They're just building what they want to build.
And the rains are coming. The winds are beginning to blow. And the flood is beginning to rise. And it's going to shake every house.
Folks, be careful what you are building. Be careful. What I'm saying is, we have been taught how to build. Those sequential steps to make you more room for Jesus. I'm not saying it because... But I'm telling you because that is what it is.
So you don't want to wait when the flood comes before you believe. Because at that time, it had never rained before. So nobody has ever entered this thing we are talking about, the carry glory of Jesus Christ, before. So some people said it is not possible. So they now obeyed instructions and entered the ark. Why? Because the Bible said before then, it had never rained before.
I begin to hear the sound of an abundance of rain.
There's a rise free. Flood of iniquity.
Folks, is carrying people. Christians are unbelievers. Christians are beginning to do what you not believe that they will ever do.
It's taking them and they don't know. Their love is waxing cold. Our love will not wax cold. Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So that's why Noah is a perfect example.
That key, like I already mentioned, speaks about governmental anointings for the nations.
And you find that in all those things, we could also summarize. You see the keys there. It's step by step. You do this one. Next one, you put on the armor of love. In next one, you pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Therefore, you now begin to go. There are sequential steps. Folks, it's dangerous for you to jump from this place and try. You see, my father will just tear. You're laughing. That's what we try and do. You skip number one. One, two. How many steps are here? One, two, three, four. Let us say there are four. Then want to skip from my one. And then you want to do like this.
You'll follow. Your oxen will stumble.
So I have to take it a step at a time. So I can't get to that step without taking. So I take this one. One, two, three, four.
So I can have soft landing.
Stability. You don't jump.
You won't jump in Jesus' name. Everybody jumps the gun in the Olympics is disqualified. Because it's one step that gives the grace for the next step. With that one key, you open the door to another key. It's a four completion lock or two. When you open this one, it opens like you have been taught. It opens your heart. Another one opens your heavens. Another one opens the scriptures to you. And I begin to read. Like God said, like one God said, I have said to Eliakim. They go and I tell you, you are Eliakim. I say, But they named the Olopade. No, you are Eliakim. You're not Eliakim yet. Are you following what I'm about to say? So you now begin to discover yourself in the scriptures. It now begins to open to you. If God can open the scriptures and speak about Cyrus, who was an unbeliever, years before, will he close the scriptures for his own children? So I say, I've called Cyrus my servant. Say, we'll do all of my will. No, say, we'll open an armor and short. Praise the Lord. It's been to round up. So find out those steps. Well, I didn't know. I don't know. But what I'm trying to say is they give you all the keys. And those keys open. And the final key, when I begin to pray with all kinds of prayer in the spirit, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. You see, these are things that people don't understand. But they come and they bring out. This is the key. Ephesians 6, 18. before you do it, they say, okay, first of all, put on the whole armor of God. Then you are trying to imagine what God looks like before you can put on his armor. Say, no, God is love. So that armor is not God that is in his glory. No, he's talking about the love of God. Those are keys that people don't see, even though they read it. So it's not about what you wear to the prayer meeting that determines whether you are putting on the armor of God. Are you following me? Then I say, okay, when you put on armor, you now see the next, it says that praying always with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. That is, you don't go to warfare without putting on the armor of God. So you see those steps. Steps. Step one. Step two. Step three. Step four. By the time you finish again, you start. But you know what Satan wants? He will send division. Unbelief to the brethren. So instead of following the steps, they say, which one is step? I can do it as led by the Spirit. Somebody begins to pray. He doesn't draw life. He begins to groan. What's come out of him? Nothing. He's firing short loads. You now understand that the day you don't draw life enough, by the time you finish petition, fuel has finished. But why do you want to learn through that? Why do you just obey? So while others, the Bible says that what did for God did for Gideon? So when they crossed Jordan, he said they were faint, yet pursuing. Naturally, they were faint, yet pursuing. Praise the Lord. So they also give us the keys concerning watching and praying. So it is this final key. When you now begin to learn how to watch at least four times daily, at every opportunity, and also in every temptation, as begin to watch and pray, so you now what you not fall in temptation. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet as we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Holy Spirit. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. You have mercy upon us. City of a living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to General Assembly, the Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the Judge of all, and the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood was sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not, who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape. If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake the earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signified the removal of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved or shaken. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let us pray. Hey Lord, please have mercy on us. And so we receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Receive your life and your power in sufficient measure as we pray now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me today, reminding me of the stability that are bringing about out of Zion, even in this day. I pray that, Father, you vouchsafe and guarantee me worthy of this high calling you have called me to, of your perfection of love, and fulfill this day in and through me all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith and power. So that in the name of Jesus Christ, be glorified in me and I in him, according to by your mercy, the grace of our Lord Jesus and the help of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Let's pray in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you are here, you are sick today. The Bible says he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And Father, I commit my brethren that are watching online, those that are watching, are here present unto you. The Bible says you sent your word and you healed them. You promised us the book of Mark chapter 16 following that as they preached the word, you confirmed with signs following eyes that you confirmed this word you have sent you to share with your brethren for such a time as this, with healing for as many as need healing. I pray, let every need be met in the name of Jesus. Command every soul that is under agitation, I say, peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because you took the infirmity, Lord Jesus. You bore our sickness. By his stripes we were healed. Thank you, Father. Lord, just thank you. Holy, thank you, because you will do much more than we can ask or think, according to your power that works in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.